The following session is called Sex Doll. No clever name needed. It's exactly as it sounds, spoken by Elswith. So this session, of course, is adult in nature. You will want privacy. You will want an open mind, a still body, and to let your imagination run wild, much in the way that mine went wild, as I thought about all of the delightful things that I would do with my sex doll. I want you to make yourself as comfortable as possible and just listen to the sound of my voice. And as you do so, you may be aware of other sounds going on around you. But you know that they're not important right now. They do not matter at all. And every time you dismiss a thought or a sound, it brings you closer to me. Focus your mind entirely on what I am saying. And I will be talking to you about numbers. And each and every time I mention the word number or numbers, I want you to relax your entire body just a little more than it already is. Just relax your body a little deeper, and when I say a number after the word number, for example, number 5 or number 6, I want you to go that times more deeply relaxed and comfortable. And most of us know all of our numbers, from 1 to as far as we can count, or imagine that we can count those numbers as far as they will go, and how those numbers can stretch into infinity. And many even know the numbers in another language and can count fluently in that language, and sometimes even more than 1, perhaps 4 or 5 different languages. So I want you to start with the number 1 and just think about the number 1 and what it can mean and what you associate with the number 1. Perhaps you consider your mistress or your partner to be your number 1, if you have one. Or maybe you think of yourself being number 1. After all, oneself is often referred to as 1. And we possess only 1 of so many things, 1 nose, for example, 1 head and 1 neck. And as you think of your 1 nose, perhaps you could take a deep breath in through those 2 nostrils and breathe out. And it would be nice if your head and your neck were as comfortable as they could possibly be. So, if you need to move to go deeper into relaxation, then please do so. Relax that head and your neck. And breathe in 1 more time through those 2 nostrils, relaxing that nose, and breathe out. And of course, there are many things that you have 2 of. 2 hands, for example. How do those hands feel now? Are they relaxed? Are they open or closed? If there is any tension at all in those 2 hands, then please let it go. Imagine it flowing out of those fingers, the 4 fingers on 1 hand, 1 thumb, your right hand, and the 4 fingers and 1 thumb on your left hand. Let them relax, let go. Notice any sensations in those 2 hands, perhaps warmth and comfort, maybe tingling. and be aware of the temperature of the air on those hands. Notice where the air touches the skin and where those hands are resting as you relax them completely one by one, easily, effortlessly. Then be aware of those 2 feet resting there side by side, and notice how those 2 feet feel. Are they heavy yet? If not, then let them become heavy. What is the position of those feet? Notice it now. Where do they rest? Is anything touching those feet? Perhaps already those 2 feet feel as though they no longer belong to you, and yet they do, for they are your 2 feet, and you have 5 toes on the end of each one. 5 toes on your right and 5 on your left, and go 5 times more deeply relaxed. Going back to the number 2, notice the relaxation in those 2 arms, the left and the right, and where they are joined by the wrists to the hands. And feel that relaxation spreading all the way up and down. Those 2 arms and wrists and your 2 hands. Your 2 legs can relax too, and even as you become aware of the position of those 2 legs, you already realize that they are becoming heavy too. In fact, your whole body is relaxing and becoming heavy and comfortable, relaxing easily, effortlessly, going deeper still. And even before you think of the number 3, you might find yourself wondering what you may have 3 of. For you know that you have 3 fingers, but there are more as well. In fact, including your thumbs, you probably have more than 3 sets of these 3 digits, and the same goes for your toes. But what else can you equate to the number 3? Perhaps for you it is a lucky number. After all, don't many people say that the 3rd time will be lucky? Or perhaps you know people who are 1 of 3 children or are born on the 3rd month in March, or even on the 3rd day. Number 3 may mean something completely different to you, and if so, that is fine. Just let yourself focus on the number 3, the 3 sides of a triangle, and how they join up to make just 1 shape. Number 4 can be easier to associate with. After all, there are 4 elements, fire and water, earth and air, for you are breathing in that air now, as you drift 4 times deeper into comfort and relaxation, feeling 4 times more comfortable, relaxed, and at ease. And we haven't even reached the number 5 yet, although you are already aware of certain parts of your body of which there are 5. And these are already relaxed. Your 5 fingers on the right and the 5 on your left and your 5 toes on the right and the 5 on the left. In fact, your whole body is relaxing very nicely. It would be nice to allow your mind to relax too. Perhaps you can discover the pleasure of letting your mind wander. Perhaps it drifts back to when we were a certain age, and 5 seems to be a nice easy age for people to remember. An age when children often become aware of their surroundings and their place in the world. For you can be aware of your surroundings as you rest here, nice and comfortable. And even with your eyes closed, can you remember the details of the room in which you are resting? And can you recall where you were 5 hours ago or 5 days and be aware of your body resting here, aware of the time of day and the time of year, noticing how comfortable and rested you are. As you enjoy these sensations of peace and tranquility, be aware that there is nothing to do but relax and let go. You can allow your mind to wander wherever it will, backwards or forwards in time, even sideways to events that are happening in your present day. Knowing that none of this matters very much right now, there is a time to attend to what needs to be attended and a time to relax. And this is your time to relax and feel comfortable. Now think of the word number and how it is spelt with the same letters as the word number. Number and number, and in a moment I'm going to count the numbers from 5 down to 1. And with each and every descending number, I want you to imagine your body from your shoulders all the way down to your toes becoming number and number and number and number. 5, going 5 times more deeply relaxed as your body becomes number. 4, 4 times more relaxed than it previously was, and your body from your shoulders down feels heavy and numb. 3, 3 times more deeply relaxed and comfortable, heavy and numb, heavy and numb. And 2, I want you to double that relaxation. You are feeling so comfortable and so relaxed, and 1, your whole body is heavy, numb, and heavy, and so relaxed. I will be quiet for a few moments as you take yourself even deeper down. And when you next hear my voice, you will be in the perfect state of mind in which you're ready and happy to follow me into the erotic hypnofantasy that I want to share with you. Dear, my dear, wouldn't it be wonderful to spend some time as my doll, my object, a sex doll if you want to be a little bit crass? Doesn't that sound good to you, my dear? You can feel me touching you, my fingers brushing over your shoulder, the slope of your neck. Now remember, Dolly, you need to be quiet. No words, not unless I ask you something, okay? Well done. Can you feel my hands travel down and grab your wrists and mine, pulling them back together behind you? No sounds. Shh. I'm allowed to grab you this way. I'm allowed to hold you this way. You're my dolly, and I bought you to play with. I can tell you want to respond. I can practically feel it. But you're being good. You're being a wonderful dolly. I pat your wrists reminder to keep them there. And put my arms around you, around your waist, pulling you back a little of myself forward, your hands now trapped between us, holding you, hugging you. Your submission is everything. It feeds me, it fills me, it delights me. Owning you fills me with pleasure, with pride. You're so handsome, you're so wanted, you're so sweet. You're also depraved, open and willing, going places most people wouldn't dare to go. You're willing to be my whore and my slut. You're willing to please me, to give me what we both need to be happy. So intertwined, and sometimes, my love, what I need from you is this. For you to simply be my object. I move around to in front of you, hands now on your shoulders. Kneel. Go on, kneel. The blindfold comes from my pocket, slips over your head and covers your eyes. It's easier, isn't it? You don't have to worry about where you're looking or whether you're blinking. So much easier to be plunged into this darkness. Your world made smaller. Open your mouth. My fingers go under your chin, tipping your head back up. Towards me, open your mouth. Now both of my hands go on your face, cradling your cheeks. You look so helpless in that blindfold. Beautiful, vulnerable, your mouth is open, my dear. And I simply hold you there. Your face in my hands, your mind in my control, and I admire you. I can tell I'm getting to you. I see your breathing change as those seconds tick on by. I think my dolly was expecting something a little faster. Oh, but I want to savor this, my dear. I want to savor you, us. You're so handsome and you're so perfect there on your knees, playing my game, our game. I lean forward. I run the tip of my tongue along your upper lip and down, around, feather light across your bottom lip. And again, tracing it, making your lips wet with my tongue. Rimming your mouth, that open mouth that you keep perfectly parted for me. Dear, push your tongue out a little. And you do. And I suckle the tip, taking it into my mouth. Then I push your tongue with mine and I push it back into your mouth. Because I get to choose where your tongue goes, don't I? I know that as our lips slide all the way together, I know you'll slip, I know that you'll kiss me back, because I know how hungry you are, and I allow it. I pull my mouth away from yours, my beautiful dolly on his knees, and I run my thumb across those wet lips back and forth. What a delicious mouth. Oh, I think I almost caught you wanting to say thank you, my dear, polite, lovely man. Such good manners, but dollies don't need manners. They don't need anything except being willing to be played with in all kinds of ways. Tell me, dear, is your cock hard? Do you pause? Does it take a moment or two for my dear sex doll to remember that you are allowed to answer a direct question? Tell me. I love how you take a breath. I love how, even with the blindfold on, it appears that you are trying so earnestly to look the right way. My cock is hard. It's hard for you, darling. And I'm thrilled when I hear that correct answer come from you, the perfect answer. And I reward you with more kisses. Deep, hungry, loving kisses just for you. Dear, would you like to show me how nice and hard and ready that cock is for me? This is when you say those magic words. Yes, darling. Yes, darling. I lick and kiss that open mouth of yours again. Little pecks of kisses across your cheeks and get to your ear and tell you, stand, dear, stand up. And you do. Perfect, blind obedience. It's easy to undress you. It's easy to find exactly what I want to uncover and see. I like that when I step away from you, my dear, you gaze into the air as if you are blind. I like seeing that even though you're supposed to be holding perfectly still, that you're listening, trying to figure out exactly where I am. We've played this game before, haven't we? You standing in the middle of the room, vulnerable, naked, blindfolded, headphones on, music in, playing in those ears of yours so you can't tell where I am and what I planned for you next. But don't worry, my little dolly, for today, I don't have any ouchy things to use on you. Only my hands and my mouth. What is it that has you breathing faster? Is it excitement or fear? Silent desperation? It thrills me. It thrills me. What's your name? I say to you. And you give the perfect response, because as a dolly, the perfect response is, what would you like it to be? You are my dear, of course. You are my object. You are my willing victim. You are my trained masterpiece. But I choose to not answer that one right now, and instead tell you to kneel again, and down you go. My hand on your forehead, the palm of it, pushing you back a bit again. Tilting it, stepping forward. This beautiful, handsome face of yours. I need it. Open your mouth, dear, and you do. Stick out your tongue, dear, and you do. I wonder what you're expecting now. More kisses, perhaps? It's so hard to hold myself back when I have you this way. Pushing forward again and now guiding your face closer. Now you know what you're about to do, don't you? You can smell my arousal, and your tongue is out, so very soon you're tasting it as well. But you tickle me here, don't you? Don't you, Dolly? You see, in every other instance of you and I together, well, almost every, that tongue would be eager and hungry and moving and tickling and rubbing and all those things that I've taught you to do. But you're playing with me just like I play with you, and my dolly's tongue holds still. This makes me laugh, and I know that thrills you. I love it. I love it. I love you for knowing exactly the thing that I needed from you. Showing me how you play the game. Oh, I know. A lot of it is the mind control. Maybe even most of it. Maybe I'm so delighted that you anticipated my needs without even realizing you didn't anticipate at all. I've just remade you into perfection. I step back now, still smiling, even though you can't see it, but I don't really need it anyway. My smile isn't completely just for you. You don't need that kind of encouragement. I could leave you there on your knees for hours. And as long as I just don't bring you back up again, you'll stay. Your mouth still open and tongue still out. I reach for the glass of water that's sitting nearby. I put my thumb on your tongue and open your mouth a bit more and pour in little dribbles and drabs for you to swallow. I love the ones that you miss. I love it running out of the corners of your mouth, splashing onto you. Your discreet little swallows, keeping our game going. That gorgeous mouth, those wonderful lips. This moment is incredibly sensual to me. I lean forward and I lick a few of the drops that have run away from your mouth. I'm almost beside myself. I could actually quite happily lick anything off of your body all day long, this body that belongs to me. Part of me wants to pamper you, take care of you in so many different ways. I want you to continue to need, desire my every filthy whim. I told myself that I would just limit this to a little session between us. But it should flatter you to know that I'm unable to do that. Unable to restrain myself, contain myself, limit myself to only a bit of time with you. Put some cushions on the floor and I help to guide you down your chest towards the floor. Your face, your cheek rest on the cushion. Your ass pointed into the air. I grab your wrists and I guide them back again, your shoulder blades drawing tight together. I can't help but wonder what you're thinking, though I know there's a good chance you're thinking nothing at all. I admire that bottom that's right before me. I admire your arousal that's impossible to miss. You're beautiful. This is the most delicious sight I've seen in a while. And I'm going taste it. You feel my left hand still holding your wrists as I kiss along the back of your thighs. Kissing, licking with a wet tongue. Over again, over each other. Working my way up one thigh, then the other. Little kisses, brushing my lips across your skin, imagining the texture and feel of my sex doll, my dear, and you're silent. I suspect that you never would have anticipated this one. My hand, the right hand, is still roaming as well, following my kisses and licks. You're so quiet. I love that. Eventually, though, I let go of those wrists, and like a good dolly, you keep them where they're supposed to be. Now two palms on your ass, and I split it open so I can see what I want. Oh, my perfectly clean dolly, that's you. Always prepared. Always. And I kiss right along the inside of the crack. The tip of my tongue follows my thumbs. Right there. Stretching you wider open. And then you feel it. Me, your owner. Your darling, my object. I don't even know if I would even do this with one of my submissive pets, but with a sex doll, with an object? I can do whatever, can't I? Those thumbs again, pulling you open again, and I rest my lips directly over that perfect hole, and that gets a response from you, doesn't it? Running my tongue back and forth across that perfect asshole of yours, and in circles around it, and kissing your bottom, kissing right there. Kissing that tight ring again. Leaning back, holding it open. Admiring you. You want more, don't you, Dolly? You need. Someone's feeling greedy. But it looks like it's time for us to wrap up this particular daydream. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 0 to 5. And you can choose to fully wake up or drift off into a natural sleep. 0, 1, coming up, up a bit more, 2, feeling returns to fingers and toes, 3, 4, head clearing up out of trance, 5, feeling wonderful, together, ready to go on to take on more of your day, or to drift off into wonderful dreams.